Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? How's everybody out there doing today? I'm your host, TDP Richardson. Man, I want to say welcome to SOAR Every Day. And today, SOAR presents Seminole Assistant and Player Development Coach Tyrell Cummins. This guy comes straight up out of Muskogee, Oklahoma. This dude has went to one of the most prominent JUCOs in the nation, Seminole State Junior College, went on to play at Southeast Missouri Southern, which is SEMO, which I've been there personally myself, and I can say, man, ain't nothing there but baseball. So, Tyrell, what's up?
What's going on, P? Man,
it's my pleasure having you, man. What you say?
I say, shoot, we just down here grinding still.
Trying to get it in, man. Hey, I feel you on that back at your alma mater, Seminole.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. It feels good. It's like being at home.
I'm
enjoying
it. I know that's right, man. You got a bat buddy down there?
Hey, no, not quite the bat, but we got some modified toys these days. You know, we got all kinds of stuff out there. But, yeah, no, ain't nothing like that bat buddy, though.
Hey, man,
bat
I
buddy,
remember coming
right.
to your house when we was kids, man.
Hey, that bat buddy right, won't it?
Hey, it'll get your swing right, man, for sure. I still remember whenever we went to our first track meeting, we were trying to hit it in the house.
Hey man, I'm telling you, I still haven't felt no pain like that. Hey, tough it out too.
Hey, you so did, man.
Say, not many people can take an aluminum bat to the back.
I know, and I think we was in the third grade, something like that.
It may have been. I know we was walking to school right after that, I think. I don't know, but I don't know. I know it hurt. I know it hurt.
Yeah, man. My bad.
No, I'm going to say, you're going to need to toss me some of that sore money. I need to heal from it. Still hurt. Give me some of that worker's comp or something.
That worker's comp. I know that's right, man. Speaking of Muskogee, man, that's where you were born and raised. Went to Muskogee High School, and just like I just said, went to Seminole State Junior College. Ended up going to SEMO, and that was your D1. That was your D1 school you went to. And then after that, while you was at SEMO, you went ahead and played in two major summer collegiate summer leagues, which are West Coast and Northwoods leagues. And coming up out of Muskogee, Oklahoma, I know personally because I live right down the street from you. You was from one hood. I was from the other. And coming up out of your hood at 21st and still going to Cherokee Elementary, what were some things that you did to stay up out of trouble, man, to stay focused on the sports?
I really have to thank my parents for that. You know, we had some pretty good guidance. Well, you know, our dad, Big Luke, you know, he threw us in sports early. So, I mean, I've been blessed to be around some great coaches, man. You know, from, you know, Paul Young football on the baseball. Like, I can say, that's one thing I can say, man, I've been blessed to have some great coaches in my life. So, I would have
to say
that.
Okay, yeah, like
from Little League.
Yeah,
Lee,
I hear you like some father figure coaches and things. Man, who'd you play for in Little League?
Right.
What all sports did you play for the people who don't know?
Play football for the Browns. I don't know if not many people know Browns, but we didn't win a game pretty much until I was about in the sixth grade, but I had a great time with the Browns. We had to change the names to the Packers.
Yeah, buddy. And, hell, you a man or a mouse? Hey, that's how they used to get you now back then, boy.
hey, the Browns was a perfect fit for me. It's right where I needed to be. In Little League Baseball, I started off with a team called Garfields, you know, and then we turned into First Blue Jays. Then I came along with the Rolos. Then it was all over when we went to the Rolos. That's it. Coach Rolo,
I remember when you played with Garfields. I remember you played with Garfields and then the Blue Jays. I believe that I played against you both those times. Y'all beat us each year. And then you did end up coming to the playing for the Rolos Rangers, who was the head coach, Doyle Rowland, who ended up being, I believe he was the runner-up, head coach runner-up a couple years ago for Muskogee Roughers girls basketball team.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Coach Rowland had a big impact on me, man, coming up. You know, I have to say Coach Rowland is one of them coaches, you know, who you work to, you want to be just as good or better than him once you get older if you're in the coaching field. You know, him and my dad were really good friends. And so, like, anytime I'm around Coach Rowland, it was like, you know, it's pretty much similar to being around my dad. So it was a blessing, man, being around the Rolos. And then I went on to play competitively with the Muskogee Bandits. And that's when baseball, it started really taking a turn on me. I felt like I had a career in baseball, you know, traveling everywhere. Yeah, traveling everywhere, playing some pretty, I would say pretty really good competition at the age of 13 and 14. So from there, I just decided, you know, it was time. I knew baseball was going to be, you know, going to be a blessing for me in the future.
Okay. I can feel you on that. Yeah, I remember, for the people who don't know, me and Tyrell actually played on the same team growing up, the Rolos Rangers, and we actually broke up whenever we were 12, and that's when he did go over and play competitively, like he said, with the Muskogee Bandits, and that's whenever you felt like you had a future in baseball. So was it the competitiveness that made you feel like you had a future, or you just feel like your game went to the next level?
Oh, it went to the next level for sure. But, you know, it's I don't know, just baseball, it just kind of, I gelled a little bit better in baseball. You know, I enjoyed it a whole lot. Like, of course, my football, don't get me wrong, football is my favorite sport. But when it came to baseball, I don't know, I just thrived a little bit better in baseball. So, like, I feel like, you know, I feel like I should run with baseball. And so it worked out well, I'll tell you that.
And let the people know what position that you played with the Rolos and then going to the Bandits.
Yeah, you know, I started out in the infield. I was at third base. Then I started, they moved me to the outfield. That's back in my running days. I used to run pretty well back then, man. So I finished through college, I ended up finishing up at playing outfield.
Okay. So in high school, you ended up playing outfield too, right?
Right, yeah. You know, they needed somebody to run down those fly balls out there in the gaps. You know, I had a little bit of speed on me, Pete. So to this day, I think I still got maybe at least one more hard sprint in me. So
what,
I'm hoping
one
day.
You got a 40 or you got a 60 in you?
Hey, I'm trying to get at least one of each. I for sure got to get that 40 in at least one more time.
Okay,
I've been working
okay.
out lately.
What's the fastest 40 you ever ran, man?
Man, I have no idea. The best, last time I ran, I think I was a junior. I think I ran a 4.1. I think it was.
He said he ran. Hey. He was faster than Dion, huh?
Hey, boy, I had that speed, Pete. No, man, I probably could run a 4.5. I probably could. I think that might have been my best time. Right?
I believe your head coach now at Seminole Junior State College, we're going to get into that. The head coach is Matt Chambers. And back then, whenever we were sophomores, I remember whenever, you know, my family was going through some things, I had to live with you, and I remember running the 40. That was the one time that really stuck in my head when we both ran a 4.65, and I think we was, 15, 16?
Right. Yeah, I do remember
that.
Yeah,
that's when I realized, I was like, yeah, man, I can't be letting this dude keep tying me.
So you had to separate from there, huh? Yeah,
that's what
I'm working on. Yeah, don't get too far ahead now. I'm working on that. I'm going to have to come and get you again. I know we're pushing 30, 30s, a solid 32, 30. I know I got at least one more 40 in me.
Yeah, man. Hey, I agree. I got one sprint a day. One sprint a day. After that, you know what I'm saying? You can have it. I don't need to run no more.
That's right. You sure do. I just need to show it off one more time. One more time. That's all
yeah,
I need.
One more time. Yeah, man. So so you went from playing with the Bandits, and then you ended up going to Muskogee High School. Well, Muskogee High School, word on the street, you started as a freshman. How was that, man?
Oh, it was good. You know, it was good. But at the same time, you know, being the youngest one out there, you know, at times I could feel that anxiety hit me and stuff. You know, you get a little nervous every now and then. But you get used to it, so that's the only way to get used to stuff like that is when, you know, you got to get in there. You can't be scared your whole life, so, you know, you got to try.
Yeah, I know that's right, man. And you started out batting nine hole your freshman year and then ended up being a leadoff. And then being one of the key players. And so with your mindset coming from the Bandits, to Muskogee Roughers, and do you feel like playing with the Bandits helped you throughout your high school career?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That's some, you know, practices, you know, they were mandatory. And, of course, you know, I'll have to say, you know, even with the Rolos, you know, we would go to practice every day. But then when we went to the Bandits, it started getting more, the conditioning portion started kicking in a lot heavier. You know, things that you know, time conditioning at that. So that's good getting the heads up, especially getting you ready for the high school level because you start workout plans and programs and, you know, you want to be fit for that type of stuff. So it was beneficial for me. And I gained a little bit more quickness actually running with the Bandits.
Oh, yeah, you did, huh? Yeah, you was all right.
So, no, I was fast as one out there. Remember that?
No, you definitely wasn't the fastest.
Yeah. I don't know if nobody could keep up with me then.
What'd you say?
I said, yeah, nobody could keep up with me then. I don't know what happened.
Oh, that's before the rest of the Rolos joined the team. Yeah, when the Rolos came, they had somebody named Petey Pete come out there. I used to bunt it to the pitcher and run it out.
Bunt it to the pitcher. Yeah, I know. I still tell everyone. I'm telling you, I've seen somebody hit it to the pitcher. Hey, you make it around the base. Throwing off his speed.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you got to show, like, that's what's beauty about baseball. Like, you know, not the opportunities. Sometimes you may only get, you know, one opportunity to showcase what you got. Now, if you swing and hit the ball back to the pitcher, you got to showcase something. You might as well give a hard 90 down the line.
Yeah, man, it don't look back.
That's it. Hey, showcase and put some pressure. Keep constant pressure on them. We want to put pressure on them at all times.
Yeah, there it is, man. And with you, speaking of pressure, with you having an older brother who played for Muskogee High School and end up going playing collegiate ball as well, did you feel pressure to do good? And also your dad was actually hard on you too as well. So is that kind of some of the pressure that you knew that you had to fulfill?
No, I wouldn't say that was my my brother did push me to be better, though, because, you know, coming up, if you have brothers, siblings, you know, you want to be just as good as them or better. And, you know, coming up, I always thought my older brother, he was really good. So that would put in, you know, I want to be just as good or better. And so, like, it's a really good thing, you know, having brothers, you know, to compete with all the time. I think it helped me a whole lot because, you know, I wanted to be really good. And it's good to have someone who's already ahead of you that's already really good. So now you can, you know what to do to elevate your game to get on that level.
And speaking about your brother and things, and he played for the Bandits too, right?
Right.
Okay, and were you the first bandit to bat 500?
Probably was. I don't even know if it was 500, but
it was a little bit below.
It may be. Yeah, I know it was high 400s. It was cool. Then you know, you can't take that 14 you that season from us. That was a good year, man. That was the first time we really like. I really got the experience like travel ball.
Right, right. You know, that goes for all of us. Let's give a shout out to Mario didn't play with us, but he should have played with us that year. But Nick Carter, AJ, who was Alan Anderson, and I believe it was four of us, wasn't it?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, and you. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but three of us came from the Sooners, I believe. So playing high school ball, man, and we both played together on the same team, and you took it a lot more serious than I did. So you just knew that you were going to go D1, or did you think you were going to get drafted?
Not really. I had a dream. That was a dream of, you know, going playing Division 1 and getting drafted. And Coach Wall, when he came in, he was there, and then Coach Chambers, they really, really opened up my eyes. Like, you know, dreams are, you know, they can come true. You know, you just got to be willing to work for them. And Coach Chambers really, Coach Chambers, I got to give a lot of credit to Coach Chambers, because if it wasn't for him, you know, I probably wouldn't. I don't know if I would even finish playing baseball in high school.
Because your favorite sport was football.
Right. Chambers, you know, he took that grind to another level. You know, still to this day, I'm trying to keep up with him in the weight room. Chambers is about 45 years old, still in there eating me up, man. Eating me up on the left.
I know, that's right. He said he ain't new to this. He's true to this.
Hey, really? Hey, keeps me going.
Yeah, I know, yeah. That's right, man. Big huge salute to Coach Chambers, man. Such a great coach. And he did great things for Muskogee Public Schools and Muskogee Rougher baseball team. And what was your goal coming up out of high school? Because I know you ended up signing with Seminole State. Was that where you always wanted to go as a senior in high school?
Sure, no, I wanted to get drafted. I wanted to play professional.
Show me the money.
Hey, boy, that would have been nice, too. Give me one of those nice little signing bonuses.
I know, that's right. And then we saw people. Oh, go ahead, man.
I was going to say, I would have loved it to play, you know, just to play ball as that's your career. You know, the closest thing and feeling I got to was playing in those summer collegiate leagues. That was the closest thing to professionally that I ever experienced. Like, that's near, like, close to any style of pro ball a little bit. That was my only little taste. Like, so now I probably could have went and tried to play some indie ball or something and work my way through. But, you know, coming from the sports world, hey, putting in that work is no joke. And
I knew. Hey, the bandit showed me that the work was no joke. And you were talking about they used to time and conditions. We used to have to run 7:47:45 We used to have to beat that. So I can only imagine whenever you got older. And playing in those top summer collegiate summer leagues, which was West Coast and Northwest leagues, and were they both in Canada?
No. The first season I played for a team in Canada, the West Coast League. It consists of Canada, teams out of Oregon and Washington. And then the Northwoods League, I played for a team called the Wisconsin Woodchucks. And we would go to Iowa, Minnesota, and then Canada, too, to play as well. They're top-notch summer collegiate leagues. Like, we were averaging anywhere from 3,000 to 7,000, you know, a fan base there. You know, as a college athlete, you know, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the baseball
side. That's
true.
Would you recommend that? Would you recommend playing in those summer leagues for while you're in college?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I highly recommend, especially if you got dreams of playing pro ball. Like, you know, don't get me wrong, you know, you're going to, you know, enjoy your days off. But if you're really trying to get to that high level, you got to constantly keep playing. Just think, if those guys who get drafted, they go to rookie ball, you know, some have to play winter ball, then come right back to spring training and get busy again. So if you do have that dream to play professionally, I recommend playing some ball because the competition is real. You know, you got to keep in mind you're not the only one that wants to play at that level.
Because how bad do you want it?
That's it. How bad do you want it?
I know that's right, man. And then you went from Muskogee High School. You're on the Muskogee Phoenix All Decade Team. That's a whole 10 years. So, do you feel like if you didn't play as a freshman, you think you still would have made that team?
Yeah, I do. You know, I'm pretty confident in myself especially when it came to baseball. I enjoy it, man. I knew I would make it. I don't know. I'm not trying to sound cocky or anything. But,
yeah. Hey, man, own up to it, man.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And another question. Do you think you would have made it? You think you would have made it if John Coker was on the team?
Ooh, boy, they were stacked. No, I doubted that. I don't know. They were stacked that year. You know, because those are the guys, you know, you look up to. Those are the guys you look up to coming up your age. There were some athletes on that squad, but, you know, hey, I'm that one that, you know, get in there with that competition. Hey, I love competition.
Rise up.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, I may be similar to Seabiscuit. You put me next to one of them horses, I'll see after that. I'm ready to go, too.
I know, that's right. Hey, they wasn't ready for nobody like us, and they said they was, but we really used to rise up in them locker rooms, man, and show, you know, we was our own competition. You know what I mean? And that's in all sports. A lot of people don't know that you are actually pretty good in football too as well, and that's why we used to love people like Ken Griffey Jr. And for the people who are listening right now, Tyrell actually did not play football his senior year. He forgo that and just played baseball his entire senior year. If there's one thing that you can do about that, is there anything you would change?
You know what? Yeah, I would probably. I would play my senior year of football. You know, it's your last year. It's your last year of high school. You know, you want to go all out your senior year. You know, now you don't want to get hurt or anything, but hey, that's all part of the game. If I could go back, yeah, I would play football my senior year. But it worked out well for me because it opened up a lot for me for baseball. Though I started playing on more. I was traveling in the fall, going places to play baseball. You know, you don't get to do that often in high school. Not everyone can. So it worked out well. It worked out well for me.
Yeah, man, that's what's up. That's what's up. And I know we used to follow Ken Griffey. You know, he forgo his senior season of playing football and to play baseball. So I can see why you made that decision. And what was the hardest transition from going from Seminole to SEMO?
The hardest transition, I would have to say, getting up and going to class on your own. You know, coming from a junior college. You know, junior college, you know, hey, we work you in junior college. You learn work, like, you don't miss class or anything. If you miss class or anything, you know, you got to pay for it. You get to the universities, you know, they bring in guys left and right. So you can't afford to mess up like that. And, you know, and coaches not going to tell you that. Of course, you know, coaches hold meetings and saying you better go to class. But still, at the same time, they're not there to wake you up and force you to go to class.
Yeah, they're not going to hold your hand.
Exactly. school, Embry. When you play at university, there's guys wanting to come in at Christmas break, and if you're at a Division I, you know they can get them at any time.
Mm. That's right, man. So, and you helped CMO win against some of the big powerhouses in the SEC, like Alabama and Vanderbilt and teams like that. And how was that coming from Muskogee, Oklahoma, going to Seminole, and then going to CMO and playing some of the biggest schools in the nation, man? How did you handle that kind of pressure? You think you know Luther was there watching you? Nah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know he was there. He was coming to the games. But I loved it, man. The energy you get at the big universities and stuff. Like at CMO, we had a great atmosphere. It's just the energy that you get at those universities, man. It's amazing. I loved it, man. Of course, you know, not everyone can handle that, maybe possibly, but it was something. You know, I absolutely loved it. And like you get hecklers and you know the crowd jumping all on your back, but hey, that's part of it, man. I loved every bit of it.
Well, what was your favorite game at CMO?
Favorite game?
Mm-hmm.
Probably against Murray. I think it was against Murray State. I went 3-for-4 with 3 home runs. And we got the ball. And we got the dub.
Oh, and y'all got the belt?
We got the dub. We got the win against
them. Okay. Was that like a rival team or something?
They're in our conference for sure.
So you hit 3. You went 3-for-4 with 3 home runs, man. What was on your mind? Or what happened before the game?
Hey, no, I just showed up. You know, got to come ready. You got to come ready to play. I just wanted to hit the ball hard. Sometimes they get out, sometimes they don't.
Hey, man, I know that's right. And also in high school, did you win the home run derby?
My senior year, I did.
Your senior year?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was a mistake. Oh, yeah, I like some home run derby. We had our Seminole alumni home run derby this year. I choked in that one, but you know, I'm gonna have to come back.
Oh man,
again.
You didn't hit none out.
Didn't hit none, but washed up. Just washed.
Man, hey, you gotta be careful with these youngins, man. These youngins, they seem like they on them PEDs like Barry Bonds. I'm like, boy, how you get that big?
Hey, we got them here, boys. We got some monsters. I'm telling you. Hey, but I get right in there with them.
I know that's right. You know, you got to show on them that gangster, man. And speaking of Seminole, man, shout out to you for landing that spot as assistant and player development coach. How well are you handling being a coach instead of playing for your alma mater, man?
Oh man, I absolutely love it. I'm around. Some of my favorite coaches as well, and so it's a blessing. It's a blessing. I enjoy every bit of it. We still grind just like how when I was here. So that tells you a lot about our program. You know, so it hasn't changed very much at all, which that's great, because it's a grind house here at Seminole. Like guys here, a lot of guys that come here, they have their dream of wanting to play professionally or, you know, at a big university. And so, well, we're gonna do what it takes to help you get there. One thing you're gonna get for sure when you leave Seminole is that you're gonna know how to work, you're gonna know how to grind, and you're not gonna be full of excuses. You will work.
That's what I like to hear right there. And you guys are looking pretty promising this year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll be pretty solid. So we need one thing. We're going for that whole, we need that title, that national title. We got a few conference titles. We got quite a bit of conference titles, but we want that national title. If you don't know too much, your research on Seminole State, man, we have over 50 All-Americans come through here, over 200 plus guys play professional. I would say probably 40.
And one of those guys just won the World Series, right? Was that last year or the year before? Evan Gaddis.
Evan Gaddis. He was one of my classmates here at Seminole State. Evan's a great guy. Evan's one heck of a guy, man. He had a long journey, and man, big ups to him. You know, he's one who grinded through, and you know, he's going through some stuff, and then he found himself, and shoot, now look at him. He's out there on TV. So if you ever see him, man, let him know he needs to call me. Well, you know, in that college life, you know, on the side outside of sports, you like to mess around with that music. You know, Evan can rap a little bit.
Yes, okay, man. Okay. Yeah, you hear that, Evan, man? We're going to need you to bust a few freestyles.
I still, I was the computer. You know, I had the computer. And so.
Oh, you was the producer.
On... hey,
we call you Manny Fresh.
Hey, a low budget producer.
Straight up menace.
Yeah.
You should have jumped on the mic yourself, man.
They did, man. That's what I should. I need to. That's what I need to do, Pete. I need to make me an album.
You're going to come out sounding like Ice Cube. Yeah, man. But you've had an amazing journey. Baseball has been part of your life, your whole life. With Garfields, Blue Jays, Rolos, the Bandits, the Ruffers, Seminole, Trojans, SEMO, then going to Canada, and now you went to coach at Bacon. We really didn't even get into that. And now you're at back at Seminole. Now you're assistant coach, and also player development. So I want to give a huge shout out to you. And continue to soar. And where can you see yourself, or where would you like to end up in the next 5 years?
The next 5 years, either coaching at a university, or coaching professionally.
I feel you. So you'll be good with either one.
Either one. Well, actually, I'm good. I love like where I'm at right now. I'm in a good position, you know. I'm not too far from home, so I can keep an eye on my, you know, go check in on my parents when I need to. And you know, and Seminole's a great place to be a part of, man. I enjoy every bit of it here. And so, and still involved in select coaching, like select teams and everything. So that's running well for me too. So really now, you know. I wouldn't mind coaching at a university or professionally, but if that doesn't happen, I'm fine with where I'm at right now.
I know, that's right, man. Do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true.
That's right. Exactly right. It's a dream. You just got to be willing to work for them.
There it is, man. Dreams is not something to wish for. It's something to work for. And that was in our bathroom in the baseball locker room, I believe Coach Chambers put up. Shout out to him. Shout out to the Seminole Trojans. And let the people know when y'all open up the season this year.
We're on February 5th against Grayson College in Denison, Texas. And they're a good, pretty prestigious school as well, so. If you guys want to see some real baseball, come on out here and watch the Trojans. We're going to take down the Grayson College.
Hey, Grayson, where you at, fool? Already, man. Well, it's been my pleasure. It's been my pleasure talking to you, man. Let the people know about where they can follow y'all season at on Facebook with Seminole.
You can look us up on Seminole State Trojan Baseball on Facebook, or you can follow me on Instagram at tcummins21. I post a lot about on the Trojans, or you can just email me at t.cummins@sscok.com.
T.Cummins@scok.edu. Already, Mr. Tyrell, aka Chubb, man, it's been my pleasure talking to you today. And shout out to all the listeners out there, man. I hope this conversation helps you well, helps y'all well. And Chubb, it's been my pleasure, man. You have a great day, all right?
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Pete.
Already, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow, bro.
All right, talk with you later.
All right, cool. Yeah, shout out to Tyrell Cummins, man. Childhood friend of mine, a great guy, very sincere guy. He's always been one of the smart ones in our class overall, and I'm talking about academics as well. He was a freshman playing baseball at Muskogee High School. Did great things at Muskogee High School. Not only was he the Muskogee Phoenix on the All-Decade team, he was also Green Country Player of the Year in Oklahoma. Folks know where that is. It's on the eastern part of Oklahoma, which is Green Country, and he was a Player of the Year in baseball. So salute to him in that area. And Seminole is not an easy place to play. I went to play football at Texas Tech. And when I would come back home and I would visit them, I used to be like, yeah, good thing I chose football, because if I was in those conditions, I probably would have quit, because they try you out there. And if you don't have the right attitude, then you would not make it. I'm not saying I didn't have the right attitude. It's just I knew personally that I was like, man, I got to go to a big school. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew. From the first time I stepped foot on the field, too, I was like, I don't know if I can do this for the rest of my life. But it was the big program, the big people that you would play in front of that kind of helped, made it a little bit easier for you. You know what I'm saying? So salute to all the athletes out there, and make sure you know who you are and what you love to do outside of that sport, and don't give that sport that whole you. You know what I mean? I'm not saying don't put your all into it, but don't say you're nothing without that sport. You know, and that's just don't say you're nothing without anything, because whatever that you're giving, that's you giving that power to that sport or to whatever that is. You know, I hear it all the time, man. If it weren't for football, man, I don't know what I would be doing, which could be true. And but sometimes people be like, without football, I wouldn't be nothing. Then that's just you just, you know, you taking all the power away from yourself and putting it into that sport. Who that sport is going to be there with or without you, but you won't be. So do what you love and love what you do. Life is about making your dreams come true. Shout out to all the positive people out there. Positive people, positive things happen to positive people. It's really been my pleasure. I'm your host, PDP Richardson. You just witness SOAR every day on SOAR Radio. You can catch me tomorrow between 3 to 7 or 104.9. The beat is PDP. Aha! And I'm out. Truth and love. Everybody stay true to yourself and be yourself, because everybody else is taken. When you wake up in the morning, make sure you got that devil shaking. Peace and love.